Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the two Sinn Féin candidates in the Midlands Northwest have conceded that it's very unlikely they'll take a European seat in the constituency. The Taoiseach has been told that the success of the 100% Redress Party in Donegal in the local election has sent a clear message that a functional defective concrete block grant scheme is needed. It's also been confirmed that an agreement has been reached at Cabinet on SEAI grants for affected homeowners. And a woman has died following a fatal road crash in County Derry over the weekend. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First in news, the two Sinn Féin candidates in the Midlands Northwest have conceded that it is very unlikely they'll take a European seat in the constituency. After Count 5 in Castlebar, Michelle Gildernew is over 12,000 votes behind former RTE correspondent Kieran Mullooly, who sits in fifth place. Luke Ming Flanagan, Nina Carberry, Barry Kyan and Maria Walsh all now look certain to take the first of four seats. Michelle Gildernew says she believes her chances of taking the last seat are slim.
We're still in the mix, but I'm probably not overly optimistic that I can overtake Kieran Mullooly at this stage. I think he's probably going to scrape in with the last seat. So I think we're probably resigned to the fact at this stage that we probably won't win the fifth seat.
The Taoiseach has been told, meanwhile, that the success of the 100% Redress Party in Donegal in the local election has sent a clear message that a functional defective concrete block grant scheme is needed. The party secured four seats on Donegal County Council in the form of Ali Farn, Joy Beard, Thomas Sean Devine and Dennis McGee, making it a bigger party than Fine Gael within the council. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle in the Dáil earlier told Simon Harris that it's time for science-based solutions to address the defective block crisis rather than stating the same old rhetoric. In responding to Deputy Pringle, the Taoiseach did confirm that an agreement has been reached with regards to SEAI grants.
The stark reality is plain to be seen. The scheme isn't working. It doesn't reflect the science that has emerged. Science that was driven by the defective block campaign themselves, not by government departments or the political system. It is failing the families across Donegal whose lives are devastated by defective blocks. The defective blocks crisis will also affect community buildings, public buildings and everything built in the last 20 years in the county, reflecting a failed self-certification system brought in by governments of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. You have a chance to fix this. My advice to you is that you should take it. Make a scheme that once and for all reflects and works to address the needs of all families in Donegal and indeed those across the country as it's going to widen out as well. So, Taoiseach, my question to you is, will you once and for all address the failures of the defective block redress scheme and make a scheme that is fit for purpose?
I know this has been an extraordinarily tough and difficult, and those words don't fully capture the struggle and the stress that many families living in your own county and some other counties have been dealing with the loss and destruction of their homes due to defective blocks. We have worked very hard on this issue as a government. Minister McConnellogue has worked very hard on this at the Cabinet table with our colleagues as well. Today the Cabinet did agree to try and resolve various issues highlighted by affected homeowners looking to avail of SEAI support, and the Minister Ryan will announce the details of that in due course as well.
Minister Charney McConnellogue has confirmed that the full detail of that agreement reached a Cabinet today will be available in the coming weeks.
Cabinet this morning signed off on a lot of the detail around the SEAI grant that will be available alongside the defective concrete block scheme. The SEAI will be publishing the scheme in the full details over the next 2 to 3 weeks, or certainly by early July. But an important step today was the conclusion of work that's been ongoing for a significant period of time now between the SEAI and the Department of Energy and Communications, as well as the Department of Housing, to actually put together the grant scheme for energy upgrades and for standards upgrades that will go alongside the defective concrete block scheme that homeowners are going to need. And I'm very confident from all of the work that's going in and what's signed off that it will meet the needs in terms of ensuring that the scheme integrates well with the defective concrete block scheme.
And once these final details are published, how long will it take then for these grants to be delivered to the homeowners?
The SEA have done a lot of work on this already. They are now finalising the systems in terms of the application processes to be in a position to actually deliver it to homeowners. And I'm confident from the work that they've done that they'll be in a position to process quickly the grants, and indeed that they will properly reflect the fact that a number of houses have been completed, that a number of houses are in construction at the moment, so that it's actually available in a way that works for them, and also then that it's available then for people that are applying and will be starting work over the time ahead.
Niall McConnell has announced that he will contest the next general election. He ran as an independent in the Lifford Stranorder local electoral area in last week's local election. Mr McConnell received 1,127 votes and was eliminated on the sixth count. In the 2020 general election, he secured over 500 first preference votes. Mr McConnell says the increase in support at the ballot box has given him the confidence to put himself forward once again.
I thought I did quite well. You know, there is an invasion happening in Donegal right now, but I've been saying, like, I ran in 2020 in the general election warning the people of Donegal that this invasion was happening. It's happening right now. The people of Donegal give me a lot of support. You know, in 5 years' time, I promise you, it's going to be a lot worse. So I'll be back again, don't you worry. I want to thank everybody for voting for me. I really, really appreciate it. Everyone who canvassed for me, who leafleted with the Patriot van, the Patriot stall, I'm very, very grateful. This is our homeland. We will not be replaced. Ireland belongs to the Irish.
As you said, you ran in the general election 2020. If I recall correctly, you got about 500, give or take, first preferences. Ended up with about 804 before you were eliminated on the third count, if I recall. Now, I mean, this has given you a springboard. Are you going to contest the next general election, be it 6 months, be it 8 months' time, and are you going to increase that vote?
Oh, of course. I'm going to use the general election to raise awareness about this mass immigration invasion. The Irish people are being replaced in our own homeland. We have never been asked. This is our homeland. We have nowhere else to go to. Ireland belongs to the Irish. Our youngsters are forced to emigrate because there's nothing here for them. Foreigners are getting preferential treatment. It's not fair. Our children are dying on the street. 14,000 Irish homeless. We can house the world, but we can't look after our own people. Put our own people first. That was my message, and I've done very well. Unfortunately, I didn't make it. But, you know, the general election will be in a few months, hopefully.
A woman has died following a fatal road crash in County Derry over the weekend. 26-year-old Louisa Jane Crawford died when the car she was driving collided with a lorry on the Glencairn Road in Ahidhu in the early hours of Saturday morning. The PSNI are investigating the circumstances surrounding the crash and are urging any witnesses to come forward. Meanwhile, Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information following a fatal crash in Moville at the weekend. 25-year-old James Jimmy McKenna was hit by a car in the Ballynally area at around 1:30 a.m. on Sunday. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Garda Sergeant Charlene Anderson is renewing an appeal for information.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following a fatal road traffic collision in Moville on Sunday the 9th of June 2024. Now, shortly after 1:30 a.m, Gardaí and Emergency Services responded to a collision involving a car and a pedestrian at Ballynally in Moville. Now, the pedestrian, a male in his 20s, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the car was taken to hospital for assessment. So we're urging anyone who may have witnessed the collision to contact us this morning, any road users who may have dash cam footage, and really anyone that has any information in relation to the incident, to contact us at Buncrana Garda Station on 074-932-0540, or as always, they can contact the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111.
Cabinet ministers have been updated on the banning of the ownership of certain breeds of dog, including the XL Bully. Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys told her colleagues a committee set up to discuss dangerous breeds will meet on the 26th of June. In the Dáil, Deputy Willie O'Dea said the government needs to inject some urgency into the decision.
I attended a sad and tragic funeral of Nicole Morey, one of my constituents, whose family are very well known to me, and who was killed by one of her family dogs on the day after her 23rd birthday. Your colleague, the Taoiseach, is on record as saying, and I quote, that he's in favour of a blanket ban on all 11 types of dogs on the state's restricted list. Do you agree with the Taoiseach? I hope you do.
56 people have lost their lives on the A5 since 2006, a statistic MLA Daniel McCrossan finds disturbing. He says in the last few days, more serious but non-fatal collisions have occurred. The West Rowan MLA says since the Irish government committed a substantial amount of funding to see the road made safer, a further four lives have been lost. Mr McCrossan is calling on the Assembly again to take action before another fatality.
There isn't a day that goes by that I don't raise the A5 in the Assembly or with members of the public or concerned business owners. The reality is that the A5 has been fraught with various difficulties, and mainly that of objectors known as the Alternative A5 Alliance, who have continuously objected to the application going forward. They were successful, unfortunately, on a number of occasions, but I would hope that the department now have their I's dotted and their T's crossed, and that there's no room whatsoever for any of the objectors to gain any traction. The reality is this is now a matter of life or death, and unfortunately, too many families have paid the very heavy price for the dangers of that road where their loved ones have not returned home. No issue raised by the objectors can outweigh the value of a single human life, and no cost on the A5 can outvalue the cost of human life. The reality is that there are $600 million sitting there now from the Irish government, which you're very grateful for. That is sufficient to get this road well advanced and started, and I would hope that the Minister recognises the importance of doing that and announces the A5 to begin as soon as possible.
Police have renewed their appeal for information on the whereabouts of a missing 55-year-old man from Derry. Stephen Watterson was last seen in the Glenburn Park area of Maharafelt on Monday, June the 3rd. There have been unconfirmed sightings of him in the Rainy Street area of the town the following day. Stephen is described as being approximately 5'4" in height, of a stocky build with short or shaven black hair and brown eyes. It's understood he was last seen wearing jeans, dark trainers and a dark top or bomber type style jacket. Anyone with information on Stephen's whereabouts is asked to contact police on the non-emergency number 101. They're also urging local residents and property owners to check their outbuildings and sheds, and local business owners to check their CCTV footage. A jury's found the US president's son Hunter guilty of illegally buying a gun after hiding his drug use. He was convicted on all counts after prosecutors argued he lied by not disclosing his crack cocaine addiction when completing forms to buy the weapon in 2018. Sky's US correspondent Mark Stone says it will be difficult news for his father.
I imagine it will be a body blow for President Biden, a man who has dealt with many challenges, personal challenges, over his life. I would think it likely that this will be another inflection point for the president, personally, perhaps professionally as well.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and John O'Shea takes charge of the Republic of Ireland for the fourth time in his interim tenure in charge tonight. They're in Aveiro for Portugal's last warm-up friendly ahead of Euro 2024. Kickoff is at 7:45. At the same time, Murcia and Spain host a friendly meeting of Northern Ireland and Andorra. Elsewhere, Brighton striker Mark O'Mahony made his first start for Ireland's under-21s this afternoon. Joe Hodge captained the side against England's under-20s in a friendly in Zagreb. It has just finished, and it finished at 2-2. Joe Hodge and Armstrong Okoflex with the goals there for the Republic of Ireland. In other news, Robert Lewandowski has been ruled out of Poland's opening game of Euro 2024. The striker suffered a bicep injury in last night's friendly win over Turkey in Warsaw. Poland remained hopeful Lewandowski can be fit for the second Group D contest with Austria in Berlin in 10 days' time. And Scotland captain Andy Robertson was back in training today after suffering an injury scare yesterday. Striker Lawrence Shankland also took part in the session as they prepare for their opening game of Euro 2024 against host nation Germany. Ryan Jack was the only player from the 26-man squad not involved today. And Chelsea's Ian Matson has been called into the Netherlands squad for those Euro 2024 after injuries to midfielders Frankie de Jong and Teun Koopmeiners. He spent the second half of the season on loan to Borussia Dortmund, helping them to the Champions League final. Matson was part of Koeman's original provisional 30-man squad, but was left out of their final group for the tournament in Germany. And one of Germany's football's greatest ever players will be honoured at the Euro 2024 opening ceremony. Franz Beckenbauer, the man affectionately known as Der Kaiser, captained Germany to the title in 1972 and also lifted the World Cup as both a player and manager. He died earlier this year at the age of 78. In athletics, less than 24 hours after running the 400 metres final, Charlene Mosley's anchored leg helped Ireland's ladies reach the 4x400 metres final at the European Championships. Together with Sophie Becker, Phil Healy and Lauren Cadden, they set the fastest time of the 8 finalists. And the men's 4x4 team were 5th in their heat, missing out in a final place, while the men's 4x100 team, they were 7th in their heat. And this evening in Rome, Anika Thompson and Laura Mooney, they compete in the women's 10,000 metres final. In Gaelic games, several proposed changes in Gaelic football are to begin trials this weekend. The Football Review Committee, chaired by former Dublin manager Jim Gavin, have put forward a number of radical ideas to improve the product. Among them are awarding 2 points for a shot over the bar taken from outside a 40-metre arc. All kickouts must go beyond the same arc, eliminating short restarts, and 4 points will also be awarded for a goal rather than 3. In golf, the world's top 3 golfers have been paired together for the first 2 rounds of the US Open, which gets underway on Thursday. Rory McIlroy plays alongside Xander Schauffele and world number 1 Scottie Scheffler. On his maiden US Open, Tom McKibben, he'll be among the first out on the course at Pinehurst on Thursday morning. Seamus Power will also be out early. He's playing alongside Dean Burmester and Ricky Hoshino. Shane Lowry's been grouped with Keegan Bradley and Martin Kamer. They tee off just before 7 o'clock Irish time. And Patrick Harrington was last night inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. The Dubliner, who won 3 major championships, he's the 3rd player to be included in the World Golf Hall of Fame. Harrington said it was a great honour. Finally, this evening in rugby, an emerging Ireland squad will travel to South Africa this autumn to play 3 matches against Currie Cup and Super Rugby opposition. The IRFU has confirmed that Ireland defence coach Simon Easterby will once again lead the squad to South Africa. He'll be assisted by Paul O'Connell, John Fogarty and incoming Ireland backs coach Andrew Goodman. Emerging Ireland will face the Pumas on October 2nd before going head-to-head with Super Rugby outfit Western Force 4 days later. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the experience of service users will be front and centre in the reconfiguration of Rachna Slivce in Carndonagh. The supervised residential unit is transitioning from a residential service to a community mental health service. A substantial programme of works is to be implemented to bring the unit up to HICWA standard before being reopened. Damien McCrory, Acting Area Director of Mental Health Nursing in Donegal, says the views of those who avail of the service will be listened to throughout the entire process.
We will be, as I say, providing a service, a need-to-bedded service for people with mild to moderate mental health issues, dealing with their problems. And we're also going to be rolling out the day service facility as well, which will be supported by our multidisciplinary team members, providing programmes based on recovery and providing programmes based as well on therapeutic interventions. As I say, we're also going to be boosting our sort of outreach team who provide real structured support based on recovery and care needs for people within their own homes as well. So that's going to be a real change for our service. It'll be very evident of co-designing as well, that people will be included in conversations to ensure that we are providing a modern, bespoke mental health services for the Inishowen area and for Donegal in general.
It's interesting that you mention, you know, the service users themselves as being part of that co-design process, because there certainly would have been a perception that in the past decisions would have been made on their behalf.
That's the culture that we have now embedded in our service. It's all about the service users' opinions. We build and design services services based on their opinions as well, which is absolutely vital. And I talked about, you know, the strategic planning nationally, and one of the big plans is obviously the sharing the vision, and it talks really about the service users' experience, and that's very much embedded in this project.
The HSE has confirmed that the dental clinic at Lifford Hospital will remain closed. It was expected the clinic would reopen yesterday, but the HSE has advised patients should continue to attend the dental department at St Connell's Hospital in Letterkenny. The service was temporarily closed in May to facilitate maintenance works. John Quinn, chairperson of the Friends of Lifford Hospital, is seeking clarity over the future of the dental clinic in Lifford.
Well, the fear's always there, but the understanding, we had a few phone calls this morning that the reason they're moving to St. Connell's is they're carrying out repairs in Lifford, and as soon as the repairs in Lifford Old Hospital are completed, that the dental service will be coming back. That's the understanding and the commitment that I've received this morning from a few phone calls. So I have to take the HSE at the word. The reason they moved it is there is repairs being done in Lifford, but the HSE need to come out more public and tell the public exactly what's going on, because just keeping people in the dark starts a rumour mongering, and we don't want that. I mean, it's not right to expect children in the Fun Valley area to travel for dental treatment to St. Connell's permanently, you know, when you had the facility in Lifford, and it was a very good facility. So the understanding is, Donal, that they've moved it to St. Connell's temporarily. Now, how temporary is it going to be, I don't know, but they intend to move it back when the repairs are done, and we have to take their word at, you know, we have to check them at that, you know.
Weather now dry with a mix of sunshine and cloudy patches this evening. Staying mostly dry tonight apart from isolated showers. Lowest temperatures of 4 to 6 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The two Sinn Féin candidates in Midlands North West have conceded that it is very unlikely they'll take a European seat in the constituency. After Count 5 in Castlebar, Michelle Gildernew is over 12,000 votes behind former RTE correspondent Kieran Mullooly, who sits in fifth place. The Taoiseach has been told that the success of the 100% Redress Party in Donegal in the local election has sent a clear message that a functional defective concrete block grant scheme is needed. The party secured four seats on Donegal County Council in the form of Ali Farn, Joy Beard, Thomas Sean Devine and Dennis McGee. The Taoiseach, meanwhile, has confirmed that an agreement has been reached on SEAI grants for defective block homeowners, the detail of which is to be published in the coming weeks. And a woman has died following a fatal road crash in County Derry over the weekend. 26-year-old Louisa Jean Crawford died when the car she was driving collided with a lorry on the Glenkeen Road in Ahidui in the early hours of Saturday morning. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Tuesday evening, June the 11th, the death has occurred of Joseph Joe Irwin Ballyarle Killigordon, reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:30, going to St Patrick's Church at Crossroads Killigordon for Requiem Mass at 2:00, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Sandra Key, née Latta, Avalty Gort, Killigordon. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving from her home tomorrow afternoon at 2:00 for 2:30 funeral service in St Anne's Church, Mun Ellen, followed by burial afterwards in the family plot in Top Boyne Parish Church Graveyard, Churchtown, Carrigans. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The sudden death has taken place of James Jimmy McKenna, 5 Logan Close, Loddonbuncrana, reposing at his family residence. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass at St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of John Joe McElhinney, the Glebe Rohan. His remains will repose at the home of his niece Sharon and husband Rodney Johnston, Rohan Newton Cunningham. Funeral service there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in the family plot in Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Church. Family time, please, from 10:00 to 11:00. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to Diabetes Ireland, care of Sharon Johnston or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Bernadette Boyle, Corgory, Ballybuffet, reposing at her home. Fiona leaving from her home on Thursday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sheshonine at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral, please. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. The death has taken place of Gillian Gallagher Lynch, Tober Ballandrate Lifford, reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home on Thursday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. No mass cards or flyers, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Spina Bifida Association, Donegal Branch, Kirk Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.